Grossar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
We found out doing a lunchtime record, it's so much easier to edit because we haven't fucked up our notes and got it all so wrong.
Jesus, yeah. We said that the other day, didn't we? It was like when we do them drunk, although they're great fun, don't get me wrong, the edit, we just go on so many stupid fucking riffs and things like that. And you're listening for about 20 minutes and you go, I got to cut all that now. That was just a complete
That's a libel.
I can't say that.
Yeah. Well, that's just not on.
Disgusted with ourselves.
Yeah, how was Wingfest? I haven't spoken to you about it. Was it wingy?
It was quality. Yeah, lots of wings, lots of beer. What more do you bloody want? It was fucking scorchio though. So hot. Yeah. And you know me in the heat. I'm not really one for it.
I'm with you now, mate. I used to be kind of like pro heat, but now I'm like fucking. It's because we're so muggy. I'm doing this topless right now, and I'm so hot and bothered.
Mate, that's what does me. I can the dry heat. I'm not great in it, but I can sort of push through. But when it's so muggy and like and humid, I was sodden with sweat, and it was just like I had to queue for ages. You can imagine my face at this point, right? When I was queuing up for a beer, and it's fairly big queues. There's like four bars you can go to. I got there, and they went, "Oh, sorry, our card machine's down." And I was like, well, you know, who fucking carries cash these days sort of thing? I was like, fine, right, I'll go. I was like, next bar over. And he said the same thing. So I said, is it down all through, over the site sort of thing? He went, no, just go to the next one. They'll have it up and running. It's just ours. And I was thinking, it's not just yours, is it? Because I've already been through two. But anyway, fine. I went to the third one. And then I went to the third one. And I was about maybe three people before the bar.
Yeah,
and some guy was kicking off at the front. He turned around and went, "Oh, just so you all know, the card machine's broken." And I was so angry, I did like a real pathetic one, like, "You should put a sign up. Put a sign up."
I gotta say, the only time you get irate is when no one's serving you beer. It's the only time you ever get pissed off with anything. It was ridiculous. This country's gone to the dogs.
I go to Wingfest for two things: chicken wings and beer. Don't take 50% of my fun away like that. That's just not on at all.
So how did you drink?
But, well, that was about halfway through the day. And earlier, someone I went with, they'd won some like little spin the wheel competition or something. So they had like two free tokens to go get beers. Yeah. So she was like, "Oh, why don't you just take the tokens, go up, and we'll just like share what we've got left, you know, between us and whatever cups we got, then we'll fuck off." And I was like, "All right, cool. That's something at least." By the time I got to the bar, they'd sorted out the card machine issue, right? Oh. But enter phase number two of hell is they charge you 50p per like plastic cup. It's like solid plastic, not the little shit ones, right? And then your idea is you're meant to come back with them and you don't get charged again. But I didn't have them with me because I was banking on the two freebies.
Yeah.
So they gave me an ungodly fucking sum they wanted from my purse.
And I was like, they say nurses have it tough.
I know, exactly. But when he said that, I was just like, "You have picked the wrong person, good sir. I have been passed from pillar to post in this fucking
All
festival.
You've had to do is queue up twice, and now you get a free
Three
drink.
Times. Three bloody times. Four, if you include me going back for the freebies. Anyway, guess who didn't? No one. I didn't have to pay that 50p for those fucking those cups and telling you that.
Well done. This is nearly as good as that anecdote you said where you could keep drinking for a few days.
It is a good one. Rage is, relatable, isn't it? People get rage is relate related. To frustration.
but it is, I'd say, just on par with, "And so I drank for 3 days straight." So I queued for four queues. Oh, what travels you've taken. What journeys you've taken.